Welcome to the Booktopia podcast. I'm John Purcell, and I'm here with Anastasia, whose last name I can't pronounce.
I can't even pronounce it. Let's not even try.
And Jacinta Campbell. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really exciting.
Well, Live a Beautiful Life is a beautiful book. We've just had a very close look at it, going through that big pile. How did this whole thing come together? Was this something that you pushed through and you said, I want to do this?
No, it was actually something that I was approached about doing like maybe a couple of years ago, and it just didn't feel like the right timing. And then when Hachette came back to me with the idea, I just felt like the timing was right. And I've obviously never written a book before, so I thought it would be a good challenge and something different. And I'm used to being in front of cameras and walking red carpets and being at photo shoots. So to write a book was definitely a different experience for me, but something that I really enjoyed. And it was such a long process. I didn't realise how long it took to produce a book. So not just to write it and to create the content and to photograph it and get, you know, all of the ideas together, but also print it. Like, it takes a couple of months just to print. I think 3 to 4 months just to print, because it's a coloured book with so many pages. So it was nice to work on something that took so long, because usually in my industry we only really work, you know, 2 months out of things. So you've only got to wait a couple of months before they're out. So I'm an impatient person. So it was very hard to have to sit on this for 12 months.
So you're just like, I'm after work, I'll see you in a couple of hours, and you're in a dressing gown, you've got your slippers
on.
You
sort of exactly.
Shuffled into the writing room.
Yeah, so we would, like after work, I would like have dinner with my partner, and then I would sit down after dinner and just write away. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, there's probably more pictures in there than writing. It doesn't go into great depth about my life and all of that, but there are, you know, some little stories in there that I share, and yeah.
So what's the makeup of the book?
Well, it's kind of, I wanted it to have a little bit of everything in it. So it's basically the handbook that I wish I had growing up as a young girl. So there's all my recipes in there, which are all mine, and they're all really simple, really healthy. There's no crazy ingredients in there that you won't be able to find, or you have to like order online and wait, you know, months for them to be shipped. Like, I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow with crazy.
Some remote place in Asia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or the oil of some like mandarin that's only found in like one tree on the top of some mountain, you know. Like, it's all very achievable, very easy, very healthy, very simple. There's also a workout plan in there, which is really hard, but it is a true reflection of what it is that I do. So I didn't really want to dilute it just to appeal to people. You know, people can take a workout and moderate it themselves and do what they feel comfortable with. And but I decided to put that in there. There's also a goal setting section at the back, which I really love, and it's an interactive part of it. And makeup tips and tricks, and a few stories from my Miss Universe days. You know, my top tips for living a healthy life. So yeah, it's a bit of everything.
So healthy in mind and body.
Yes. Yeah. Healthy as a whole. Like, I talk about health as a puzzle, you know, as a puzzle, and there's all different bits and pieces that come together. And part of it is like making sure there's balance in your life and you rest as much as you work out, because I talk about, you know, in the book, in my early stages of being in this industry, I would work out sometimes 3 hours a day, and that actually wasn't really that beneficial to me. So learning how to rest, and also taking care of your mental health, I think that's a really important thing. And talking about that, and not being ashamed to say I see a professional when I need to see a professional, and it's okay to talk about it, because I think that's a really positive message to get out there. So yeah, there's a bit of everything in there, really.
So there is something that I wanted to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that's flicked through the book,
yes,
was really interested in this beauty secret of yours, and it's the
Gua Sha.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I was going to say, sorry for my pronunciation. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Gua Sha. Tell us a bit about that, because people are loving that.
So the Gua Sha is a scrub that you make out of vodka and bicarb soda, and you rub it on your body, and what it does is it actually penetrates through like the layers of your skin and cleans it on a level that just soap or a body wash can't clean it. So originally back in the day, like, alcohol was used to clean things with, and so it just leaves your skin really, really clean and soft and glowing. And I knew it really worked when I did it for my made it up for my fiance, and he is covered in tattoos, and his tattoos looked brand new afterwards. Like they were, his tattoos were glowing, and that's when I knew that it was, wow, it really works. And it's just makes your skin feel, you know, smoother and softer, and it's something that dates back to the ancient Egyptians and also other, you know, like other places as well. So in China they used it, so it wasn't just in Egypt. So it's kind of
You said vodka? You don't end up smelling like Vladimir Putin.
Can you drink
it? Is this like Vladimir Putin?
One for me, one for scrub, one for me. No, so it was, yeah, it is funny. Like when you're putting it on, it is quite strong and it can feel, like, it doesn't sting your skin, but you can really feel it cleaning. So I think, yeah, you've got to find what is right for you. And that might be every couple of days or once a week or every 2 weeks. So
you didn't go too far and his tattoos are gone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're vanished. Might be onto something there. But no, it's really antibacterial as well. So if you're prone to like breakouts on your skin, on your body, then you can use it for that. I wouldn't really, a lot of people do use it on their face. It's probably a little bit strong for me to use on my face. I just use it on my body and yeah, it's amazing. Especially if you get like breakouts on your back or whatever. Yeah. I sometimes get that from working out, from the sweat and whatever. So I use the gua sha.
You know, my grandma actually, we've got a certain, because my background's Greek, and we've got this Greek alcohol. It's not Ouzo, that one that everyone, but it's another one, and she, whenever she's got backaches or sore legs, she just rubs alcohol on her.
Oh, there we go.
So
it's great for a good time.
Yeah, and like this will also work if you've got,
I think your grandma might have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Oh no, I smell this because I rub it on my back.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought of that.
It's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
To ask her about that.
That's too good, too good.
And the book is highly illustrated, and with those kind of books, I always think of the time, because, you know, people come around and they do photo shoots here at Booktopia, and it's takes a long time just to get the few shots. This is how long did it take to put all this stuff together? That's a lot of shots.
Well, yeah, all of the photos of me, actually, we only shot over 2 days, I think, and I'm pretty lucky. Like, I do this every day. Yeah. So for us, we were just banging out shots really quickly. And because this was for me, it was like I could kind of, you know, help creative direct, and I knew what I wanted. So it made it quite easy. We weren't having to send photos back to like clients to approve and think, oh, does this have to be like a double page spread, or does this have to have a banner here or whatever? So that was really good. It made the process a lot easier. But the food took about 3 weeks to shoot because there's 50 plus recipes in it. So you can't really cook that many in a day.
No,
like sometimes
eggplant is so vain.
I know, so hard. Don't even get me started on the tomatoes.
I want a new take. That was terrible. Yeah. I'm going to my trailer.
You didn't shoot my good side.
I know. The vegetables, God, they were, you know, delicious.
So I'm thinking, as a bookseller here, I'm just going to be the bookseller side. I'm thinking this is a great gift for young women this Christmas.
Yes.
If you're looking for someone, something for someone who is probably between 15 and 25, and this is really going to hit that sweet spot, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the target audience. So I was kind of thinking, you know, the young girls that message me on Instagram all the time, or Twitter or Facebook, you know, and I did ask when I first started writing it, what are the things that you want included in the book?
Did you crowdsource?
Yeah, I did. I did, because I'm like, I'm writing it for you guys. Like, it's not for me. Like, it's not for, you know, it's for everyone out there. Like, so I wanted it to be something that people would get
a lot
out of. So, but I think it's a good Christmas gift. And I've actually had a few men message me and say, oh, I've bought it for my mum, which is really nice too. So I think the recipe section of it is great. Like, that kind of transcends all, you know, generations.
And, well, if it's easy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's super easy.
That's the word I heard. I went, easy food.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, I'm the kind of girl, if I'm hungry and I'm cooking something, I need to be able to cook it and eat it in under 40 minutes. Anything longer than that, I'm like, oh, I'm starving, and I'll start picking on other stuff.
Well, I'm going to write on the front of the books we have here, you know, it's almost like Jamie's 40 minutes.
Exactly. There's a few things in there, like my roasts, that take obviously a little bit more time, but they're the things that I do on Sunday when I have the luxury of time and can enjoy the cooking process a little bit more.
I don't know whether Anastasia was as concerned as I was, but the workout sounding hard. so you really, like, every day you go down and you
yeah
all you got.
Yeah, I love it. I really love working out, and I'm boxing at the moment, so that's my thing. And I do that. I try to do that as like every day if I can, besides Sunday and Saturday. But when I'm busy, it's really hard to fit it all in. But yeah, the workouts in here are tried and tested. They're the ones that I've done, and they are difficult. Like, I'm not gonna sit here, I'm not the kind of model that is like, oh yeah, I can eat whatever I want and I go for a walk like once or twice a week. I can't stand it when girls do that, because I know, I see them all in hotels or before castings, or you know what goes into it, and I'm like, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that I'm just this genetically blessed being who just like wakes up, you know, looking like this. It's really, you know, I put a lot of effort into it, and you know, part of it is genetics, but it takes hard work, and I love it. And for me, it's so much more than just the physical side of it too, and how you look. Or my pet hate is when people say to me, how do you get abs, or how do you get a summer body? I'm like, do you have a body? Yep, well, you've got a summer body. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it, for me, it's not about having abs or, you know, looking a certain way. It's about being fit and healthy, and how you feel after a workout. And yeah.
So that mental side of it, having done the workout, if you yeah. don't get a workout, yeah. do you feel it mentally?
Yeah, like this morning, I've had early starts every day this week since Saturday. I arrived back from New York on Saturday. I was down the coast shooting Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, it was kind of, you know, I've had a really busy schedule, and then I had the book launch on Tuesday and early morning starts, and I haven't been able to work out, and I do feel a bit antsy. Like, I feel so much more fresh and awake when I can wake up in the morning, get out in the, you know, the fresh air and go for a run, or go and box with, you know, the boys down in Bondi. I just, for me, it really sets a tone for the day. Like, you know, I always think that the things that you do, the first five things you do when you wake up will set this tone for mm-hmm. your day. So if you get up and you press snooze a few times and you roll out of bed and you have a bad... and you have like a, you know, an unhealthy breakfast, it does set yeah. the tone for your day. But if you get up, work out, have a great breakfast, answer a few emails, then you're in the zone.
So like cleaning cat poo is not good.
No.
Can you try and convince John to like set up a kickboxing bag upstairs in our office?
That'd be a bad idea. You need to.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And then every week, like, you can like pin
someone's face on there,
whoever's annoying you, and just, you know, get it out. Your face would never be on there, John. Put it.
I end up in some weird Photoshops though.
Oh yeah. And they're the ones you see.
I know. So what is next for you? What are you doing right now outside of this book thing?
Yeah, so David Jones, I'm an ambassador for David Jones, so I've got a lot of commitments with them, which is always exciting. So always on set with them, shooting and playing dress ups, and that really is a glamorous side to my world, which is fun. I'm not doing the spring racing this year because I'm going to go after the launch of the new David Jones store in Barangaroo. I'm going to head overseas for 4 weeks and have a nice holiday, which I'm really looking forward to. It's very rare that I get that amount of time off, so go overseas with my fiance, and I'm a friend of Qantas, which is really nice. So I always travel in comfort with them, which is great. So I work with them, but I kind of feel like, you know, now that my book's done, I'm like, oh, what do I do next? What's my next little project? So next year, well, the next 5 years for me really is about building my business and turning what I've achieved in the past 5 years into like more of a business, which is going to be interesting. I don't know what that looks like yet, but that's kind of my goal. And for me, definitely the next 5 years is about giving back. So I'm going to partner up with a charity and really knuckle down into that, because I feel like the past 5 years I've worked really hard on my career and I've been blessed with so many amazing opportunities. Now I kind of feel like, okay, it's time to give back now and give back to the community. And,
well, you started with this.
Yeah.
This is great. For all those kids out there and the people who are just sort of wanting to get their life back on track and get some happiness back in their schedule.
There we go.
This is great.
And live a beautiful life.
Yes. Cinda, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Really appreciate your time. And I love this little room. You guys can't see it at home, but it's beautiful, like plush red chairs and my book set up behind me. So it's very nice. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Jacinta's book, A Beautiful Life, is available from booktopia.com.au right now.
Buy it.
Yeah, and buy it lots.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.